From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, and the administrator of the Behavioral Health Division, submitting an informational report regarding overtime and use of advanced steps at the Behavioral Health Division. This was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Health and Human Needs took no action on this item.
Director Lindsay.
Yes. Good morning, Madam Chairperson and Supervisors. With me at the table is Mrs. Maggie Massaros, and she is a relatively new budget analyst with the DHHS team and has been working pretty exclusively at BHD and assisted with some of the fiscal analysis. So she's also here with me in case there are questions that I can't answer. This report is a follow-up report to a request made by personnel. I think it was really last year when that overtime report ran and a number of questions and concerns about overtime at BHD, as well as questions about our request for several of the advanced steps in the pay range. And we committed to coming back with a pretty thorough report on that, as well as looking at some other comparative analysis of other communities regarding our psychiatrists and psychologists' areas of recruitment. This is the first part of that report. We've been working with the Department of Human Resources on the other pieces. In fact, there is a management firm that is doing some analysis and has been working with Ms. Richards. However, they've not finished that, so the piece on the psychiatry and psychologists and looking at comparative salaries of other public entities as well as other cities, you know, kind of surrounding Wisconsin. We hope to have that, you think, Candace, by the next meeting?
Hopefully,
okay. Okay. All right. Great. This report really kind of identifies the experience of the Behavioral Health Division and its overtime for the last 10 years. You can also indicate and see from the report that we do budget overtime. It is included in our budget. And for 2011, we budgeted about $3 million of overtime. This was an increase over our 2010 amount of $675,000. However, the overtime experience has been going down in the last several years. As you can see, the last 3 years, we've made some pretty, I think, significant progress in trying to bring that down. It has been one of the issues that BHD has been working on for the last several years, and we continuously look at ways to bring that down. In fact, in 2011, there are a number of additional positions that are added, trying to get at our ability to have adequate base staffing so that we don't have additional staff who need to fill in for additional shifts, thereby earning rather substantial overtime. So we're hoping that that will assist us in our overtime area. We also implemented a model where there was a fourth nurse added about 3 or 4 years ago, and you see a little bit of a spike there in terms of our total salary. But since then, we are trying to make some adjustments in that as well. Also, I think one of the areas that impacts overtime is because we do have a number of individual patients that are on one-on-one. And I think we mentioned this previously, due to some pretty aggressive behaviors or because of elopement issues, you find at any point in time that we may have anywhere from 10 to 20 individuals who have one-on-one support. That means that they are assigned generally a certified nursing assistant 24 hours a day to make sure that they're with them so that we can manage their behaviors or make sure there aren't any elopement issues. And in fact, I just asked Maggie, I think our average for March was right around 20 individuals on a one-on-one support. That varies through time to time. Sometimes it's lower, but right now we're averaging about 20 or so. Also, as you look at our request for advancements in the pay range, The majority of those, again, have been due to issues of retention as well as issues around trying to bring individuals in who have significant experience in the area of psychiatric nursing or with reference to CNAs. And according to the actual FNIP nursing contract, you do have the ability to bring individuals in at an advancement in the pay range based upon experience and training. So we have been doing that on a continuous basis, and so you have seen those requests being made on an ongoing basis as well. There also was a nurse recruiter that was added a couple of years ago in an effort to try to do some very targeted, specific recruiting at bringing nurses in and also trying to, keep our actual overtime costs down. We still are challenged by our recruitment efforts as it relates to psychology and psychiatry areas. We will be bringing that report back, as Candace indicated, in the next couple of months. But when we do have vacant positions, then you will find other psychiatrists that will need to cover various areas and then paid out through overtime. But I think that you will see when we bring the report back, there are a number of creative opportunities and ways that we're exploring to help with recruitment. I think Supervisor Borkowski mentioned some areas that we might be able to look at, and the staff at BHD, and in particular Dr. Riggle, who was here with me last time, has explored some opportunities that we can do some things in recruitment that may assist us, as we move forward. And we also are going to be looking at least submitting some recommendations about whether we, might want to look at the pay ranges for those based upon the information we get back from the consulting firm. There's also just a summary on the last page of the number of requests we've made for advancements in the pay range, and this is from October 2010 to March 2011. If there are any questions, we'll be happy to answer them.
Madam Chair, I don't know if it's questions, more of comments, and it's no reflection on Ms. Lede or this young lady. How long have you been with us?
Just under 6 months.
Yeah, let's just throw her to the wolves.
She's a very talented analyst.
Well, I'm sure she is, but this is also a very, intricate.
Yes.
It's only $43 million.
That's right.
I don't know if that's micromanaging, but. I am so frustrated with this. Ms. Lede, I recognize that you kind of inherited this position, and that eventually we're going to have somebody that is going to be doing this more full-time or whatever, and we keep, in my estimation, we keep biting around the edges as far as we're going to look at this, we're going to try this or whatever. But in the meantime, it's status quo, okay? I didn't say anything during item number 3 on the advancements, but we had 3 nurses going to the advancements. And I heard at Agenda City, well, that's the union contract. Well, you know what? If we already have our answers to questions, then I'm not even sure why we exist. But my point is that I will continue to be aggressive to find answers that we can have some things that make some rhyme or reason, and it not be status quo. It not be that every other month there's a psychologist or psychiatrist or there's a nurse or there's whatever, because we're all in this together. Behavioral health is not a separate entity, and if we're gonna lean on other departments to watch their dollars and cents, then absolutely behavioral health is going to have to carry their weight. And I know I sound like a jerk on this, and I'm sorry, but it's just something that. I, being on this committee, have seen way, way too often, And quite honestly, I've been tolerant of the answers only because I recognize there's new people. Okay? But it's been the same answers that I've had for a long, long time.
Supervisor Broom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The 2011 budget reduced your allocation for overtime to about $1.2 million from the year before. And obviously, part of that was the 2011 budget initiative to hire some 47 new positions. Mm-hmm. And I know that your comment in here that the first cohort of the new CNAs are starting this month.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? I know that you guys have some staffing shortages and as well, and you know, part of our job is not to micromanage, but to try and help you folks do what you need to do. And this isn't I've heard from another department head that there were things were getting slowed down as well because mm-hmm. of staffing shortages. So I don't know if the issue is, do we need to make sure you get some more staff, or is it hiring or people not applying, or it's only April. How are we doing on that hiring the 47? Because that's a linchpin as far as I'm concerned.
Madam Chair, supervisors, on the CNA, we have been partnering with Human Resources on moving these names through. We did have hundreds of applicants for the certified nursing assistant position. We have given that list to BHD to do some preliminary work on identifying candidates who have the minimum qualifications. They will work with Human Resources. So we are trying to do some decentralizing of the duties so that we can move that process along. But yes, we are working to that.
Mm-hmm. And two of the human resource managers, one at BHD and the other at DHHS, have agreed to review applications to try to rank them so that we can keep that process moving. So we are working with HR. We recognize and know that there are some vacancies there, and we're trying to work together to expedite that because we do want to get those positions filled as quickly as we can.
Well, I guess I'd like to hear from someone maybe higher up in DAS or with the new county executive coming in as to whether or not they need to do some kind of emergency fills for your department, or what it is that's making that processing kind of be a bit harder or a little bit more lengthy, because it's certainly not the quality of folks that we have there or an unwillingness by any of the departments from yours to BHD or whatever, but obviously I think this is a pretty critical fill area. And if not having enough staff is an issue, that might only get worse as retirements are occurring. So perhaps, I guess I'm requesting that maybe for the next meeting, after the new county exec will have had a chance to take a look at this to see whether there's additional staffing realignments that might help beef this area up. So that'd be a question I have. The other question I have, though, is part of the issue for overtime is people retiring. So how are you experiencing that? Are you having a lot of folks indicating that they're leaving? Where's BHD and the retirement mix for, mm-hmm. given concerns about, from the state, etc.?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we have not experienced a lot of retirements in our clinical staff yet. Most of our retirements have been more in the supportive and administrative staff areas. So we continue to try to, for the ones that have retired, plug those vacancies and try to fill those positions. But we've yet not experienced a number in the clinical staff area.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, I just want, as a follow-up, Supervisor DeGroen, we have brought on an additional analyst recently within the last 2 weeks to help us move through these applications with departments. So we are trying to bring staff on board to help them.
Thank you.
Get applications.
Any other questions for supervisors? The one question, you've got the chart here that shows the 2011 budgeted amount for overtime is $3,073,000. Do we have a figure on where we are with regard to that budget number? How much of that has been used?
No, not with me, but we could certainly provide you with that thus far. Year to date is what
right,
you're referencing.
Where are we with regard to using that budget?
Mm-hmm. We can get that back to you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Receive and place in the file, Madam Chair.
All right. There's a motion to receive and place on file. There are no other comments or questions. Please call the roll on that one.
Borkowski.
Aye.
De Bruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you, everyone.